What's going on, world?
What's happening?
It is KC Vibe back from our mid-season break. Did you miss us?
Yeah, I know y'all did. Out of the hiatus.
Hey, but look, sit back, relax. You know how we do. If you're new here, welcome. If you're old here, you already know how it is. Go ahead and listen to this little intro, and we'll be back to vibe with you in about 35 seconds.
Let's get this thing started.
Seconds.
Summer 2024.
Oh, you know I love a good vibe.
Oh, I know you do. Hey. Say,
watch it fun and vibe with us. You can vibe with us. You can come and vibe with us. Say, watch it fun and vibe with us.
You can vibe with us. You can come and vibe with us.
Say, watch it fun and vibe with us.
And just like that, we are back.
Like we never left out.
Yup. Well, speaking of leaving, let's tell people where we've been.
Okay, cool.
Busy. That's what we've been.
Very busy.
We've been very, 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 very busy.
We did chillin'.
So, if you're new to the podcast, backstory. We have 5 kids. All of our kids are involved in a bunch of stuff. And for the past, month and a half, we have had plays, concerts, musicals, award shows, other ceremonies, all this going on in the past month and a half. So instead of coming halfway to you guys, we decided to just take a little mid-season break and then come back once we can be in full-fledged with you guys. But y'all, it's been bad. It got to the point where Chad and I looked at each other excuse me, I said looked at each other and said, dang, we ain't spent no time together.
Yeah.
Which is bad for us because we have made it
a priority
to, prioritize one another and spend that quality time and spend that bonding time with each other. But it got to the point, it's we're crawling into bed at night going to sleep.
Yep.
We tired.
And then I saw someone hit that song. You already know. You lay it down. You snoring.
We've been out. So we're back, and we are ready to rock and roll.
Yep.
I got a topic for today, though.
What we got? What we got going on?
So, as I was browsing the internet,
the interweb.
It was Facebook. As I was on Facebook, I saw someone posted a post, about Omar Epps, right?
Okay.
So it said, Omar Epps,
okay,
the actor.
No disclosure.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
The reviews of people that we show on this podcast is solely based on our opinions. So, trying to get sued.
About what?
You just said the man name.
That's because he said it.
Okay. Well, he said it. Okay, cool. That's different. All right, continue.
Lord.
All right.
You got to start listening. You don't listen when I talk. You just...
But, baby, you have my fully undivided attention.
Jesus. Anyway, Omar Epps.
Okay.
You know who he is.
Uh-huh.
He's an actor.
Uh-huh.
He made a statement about his marriage, right?
Okay.
And he said, our little secret sauce is we look... Oh, excuse me. Let me take that back.
Yep. One more time.
Can't read today. Our secret sauce is we took breaking up off the table. It changed the way we had conflict. We still bumped heads from time to time. We do it in such a respectful way. Run it back.
One more time for the folks in the back.
Our little secret sauce is we took breaking up off the table. It changed the way that we had conflict. We still bump heads from time to time. We do it in such a respectful way.
Secret sauce.
That's secret sauce. And I read it and I was like, dang, that's a podcast topic. Because in a way, I think one of the issues that we had, you know, I'm not, well, still kind of sort of still have. Is when it comes to conflict, when we get into it with one another, it's so easy for us to say, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah. It's too easy.
And that's like the main argument that we have. We'd be like, you can go. Well, I'm going to go. Well, you can go.
Because it's
ain't nothing stopping you. Ain't nothing stopping you.
Yeah.
And I think that if we prioritize one another, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we take that whole we're leaving off the table, I honestly think it would change the way that we conflict.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's too easy just to leave. It's too easy to be like, no, I'm not dealing with this. I'm getting my keys and I'm leaving. Right. It's too easy. You say, yeah, I'm leaving. The next person say, well, go ahead then, I don't care. No, good and well. You do not want that person to leave.
And honestly, it's in the moment, you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where I was like, will he fight for me to stay?
Yeah.
And that was a big thing because in the beginning of our relationship, I think that was a big issue with me. Like, I would pack my ish on you real quick. Like, I will pack a suitcase and be like, bruh, I'm done with this. But I was doing it to see, one, because I was mad. I was mad. But it's like, will he fight for me?
So, to get a reaction.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think that your pride in you was like, I'm not going to fight for her. F it. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of made the conflict accelerate a little bit. Because in my mind, I'm like, dang, he not even going to fight for me? And in your mind, you're saying the same thing. But you're saying it because it's like, yeah, I'm not going to fight for her because I don't want her to see that part of me. I don't want her to think that I need her. So my point of all this is, if we go back, right, and we look at some of the arguments that we had, and we look at some of the times that we walked away, not just walked away into another room, like actually got in the car and left, walked away. If we were to approach that differently and be like, no, we're going to sit here, we're going to talk, we're going to fight this out.
Yeah.
I think it would change the way that we conflict, and it would change the oftenness. That's not a word, is it?
It would change how often. I've never seen that word before.
It would change how often we argue.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and I agree with that. But can I go back to the leaving thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, when it used to come to that, the first time you did it, first time you said it, it was under threat. And I was like, oh, okay. She threatened to leave. Okay. Okay. She didn't go nowhere. We still in the same house. And it was times and times after that. But when you actually left and dipped that one time, of course I was trying to play Mr. Big Tough Guy. And was like, oh, man, look, I don't even care to leave. Leave. You can take your stuff, whatever. Whatever. Woo de woo. But I didn't think you were going to actually leave. And you actually left. And, yeah, I played that hard role. I was like, I don't care. But inside, I was terrible. I was burning. I was, man, I couldn't take that. So you notice I called you. Back to back. I always did. Because, look,
and listen, people. And I ignored you back to back.
But I'm just telling, look, people, we have, like you said, we have not had a perfect relationship in at all, but we learn from our mistakes. But we've been there, done that. So she wouldn't know my phone calls. So you did get a reaction from me. Because if I didn't care, I wouldn't have called you and tried to figure out what was going on.
But the reaction came too late.
Exactly. But that right there is where we and people in relationships got to realize, hey, there's a thin line between being petty and actually caring about somebody. And that line of being petty is right there on the edge of the line of actually caring about somebody. Because I can say, oh, yeah, you didn't call me, so you don't care about me. But actually, I do care about you because that's the reason why I called you.
You know what I think it is?
What's that?
I think it's easier for a person to walk away than to sit there and have to face their demons. Exactly.
And this is, you're absolutely right. It's too easy.
And relationships, regardless of if you've been together for 2 hours or 200 years, relationships, there's always a point where people are like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I'm about tired of this. I ain't gonna deal with this much more, all that other stuff. But if we take that off of the table, that's Victoria's phone. I took it this morning. If we take that off the table, right?
Uh-huh.
And we face our demons head on and we don't walk away.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ignore each other. Because there's times where we ignore. I'm woman enough to say this, you know, I am stubborn. And when I get ticked off at somebody, I can go without talking to that person and it won't bother me none. It won't pay me no, never mind, like at all. But if I stop doing that, which I've tried to stop doing that, you know, if I stop doing that and we actually talk, and we work it out, I think that gives us the opportunity to fix the problem right then and there.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes, yeah, it's cool to just walk away, cool down, and come back to it.
Yeah.
But when we leave the situation for that long, it, one, gives you time to marinate your anger. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. To stew in it.
And in addition to that, once you start marinating that anger, your mind is going to start playing tricks on you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time we got into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
we opened on this podcast. I remember one time we got into it, right? And you were getting on my last nerves. And you decided right in the middle of me fussing with you to sit down and get on the freaking video game. You remember that? We were downstairs. I got mad. And I, like, threw a book.
Was this in this house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we first moved here.
Yeah, I, like, threw it. I threw a book. And I didn't know there was papers in the book. And so when I threw the book, the papers, like, flew out. And one of the papers hit you. Yeah. And you were like, you just threw a book at me.
It was, like, three books that hit me in my head.
It's not three books.
I'm about to call the police on you.
You're like, you just threw a book at me. But it was that.
You assaulted me that day.
I did not assault you.
Yes, you did.
But I stewed. You stewed in that for so long. Because I left afterwards.
I was mad, man.
And you stewed in that for so long that it went from me, like, getting mad and just throwing a book to you, like you are right now, saying, you threw a book at my head. You could have knocked me unconscious. Because you had time to stew in that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we turn back the hands of time, if you would have actually sit there and listen to me, you would have taken in what I was saying. You would have came back and communicated with me. We would have came to an agreement. That would have never happened. But because you were being childish and you decided to turn on the video game in the middle of me fussing, that's what spiraled that out of control.
I get it. But at the same time, that don't give nobody no right to throw no books at
I did not throw the book at you. I threw the book and the book just, the papers that was in the book flew out.
I'm just playing.
But it was easier for me to leave that day.
Mm-hmm.
And not face those demons head on. Mm-hmm. It's like, I could have been like, no, we're turning this Xbox off and mm-hmm. you're going to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, my anger had me wanting to literally throw that Xbox at you.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that, I threw the yeah. book. I shouldn't have thrown the book. I did not throw it at you. It was just, it yeah. was thrown and the stuff that was in it just flew yeah. out. But
yeah,
all this could have been avoided.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That conflict yeah. management. And this is something we struggle with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's not even now, almost 17 years. We're still dealing with it. We've gotten a lot better with it.
Yeah, time went by. Yep.
But it's still something that we're dealing with.
Yep.
So that statement right there kind of made me think, moving forward, if we take breaking up mm-hmm. off the table,
yeah.
if we take leaving off the table, how would that change the way that we conflict?
Well, it'll change about, I believe, a lot. You got to look at different things leaving. Like, you, back in when we was arguing like that, you was getting caught dipping and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Me, and probably other people like this too, I don't have to leave to escape. I could just go down to my basement and play a game. But it's like escaping. It's kind of like the same thing. But if you look at it from a different perspective, it's a sign of disrespect. It is. Like, you felt disrespected when I started playing the game, right?
Yeah, because you put your exactly. headphones on right and in the middle of me talking to you. So, and yes, I felt it was disrespectful
when you used to leave the house.
But when I left the house, it's after you had already left the room.
No. I mean,
I've never left, like, in the middle of us arguing.
No.
No, it's always you left the room. Like, you used to get into this mode where when you're done, you're done.
Yeah, I used to be like that.
Like, you're done talking. You walk away. You don't want to hear nothing else unless something else comes in your mind. Then you'll come back and say what you got to say, and you will leave again.
The proof of point, yeah.
And that's when I used to leave.
Yeah.
But one thing that I realized is, get mushy for a second. In the moment, it's easier to just walk away.
Yeah.
In the moment, it's easier to say, this is done.
Mm.
This is over.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't dealing with your crazy no more.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't doing this no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say that in the moment.
Yeah.
When I'm angry, when we're arguing and something. The hard part comes when we actually do walk away. Could I imagine spending the rest of my life without you in it?
See, you probably made me cry right now.
And that right there is where...
Yeah, things change.
That's when things change.
Because
I will tell people all the time, I love you to life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with you since I was 17. I've 34 now, so darn near half my life.
Yeah.
Half my life
yeah.
I've been with you, right? And I will tell people all the time, I love my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do want to choke him in his sleep, and not in the good way.
What?
Because you do irritate me. Look, you do irritate me sometimes. But I rather deal with the nonsense
mm-hmm.
together and get through it than to walk away and not spend forever with you. Because although we have had our, like, hard times,
mm-hmm.
we have had our tough times, we have had our rough patches, I think that the good times that we've had, the memories we've shared, the inside jokes we got,
mm-hmm.
the moments of intimacy that we've had, I think that outweighs
the
all of it.
Yeah,
you
the
know
negative
what I'm
stuff. Yeah, so the positive outweighs the negative.
But
mm-hmm.
the hard part is realizing that when you're angry.
because you're not responding based on emotions. Now, some people are more emotional than others. Now, I'm gonna admit, you may not believe this, I'm emotional. I'm an emotional person. I don't show it all the time because you know why. Because got to play the man role. But I know that shouldn't be like that. But some people are more emotional. So when you angry and you pissed off and you're mad, you're going to show your actions based on that. I used to tell you, you go back and listen to the old podcast. The point of my arguments when I used to argue with you was to win the argument. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't talk too reckless, but I talked reckless enough to get you to that point where you was like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? But like you said earlier, the demons. Mm. We lead to escape the demons, but you really not though. Because let me ask you something right quick.
I get you.
While you driving in that car, like you said, you still basking in that, right? You still mm-hmm. marinating in that. So what's helping you marinate that? Those demons.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in there playing my game, and I'm like, okay, well, let me think of something now that I can prove and take it back to them demons right there talking, and I'm marinating and basking in that. So I get off the game and go back upstairs and be like, hey, you know what?
You know, like you say, you're trying to be the man. Me,
yeah.
I'm an emotional person at times, right? For the most part, I'm mellow.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm real mellow. It takes a lot for me to get to that point. It takes a lot to tick me off. It just I'm mellow for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cool as cucumber, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when I actually used to get emotional in our argument, I think it was more so, you know how you just said you were trying to be the man?
Yeah.
I needed to be a man and all that.
Yeah.
Your need to be a man oftentimes overshadowed your ability to be vulnerable with me. And mm-hmm. that vulnerability is what makes or breaks a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you can be tough with your mama. Mm-hmm. You can be tough with your homeboys. You can be tough with the dudes you run into in the street. But the mm-hmm. one person that you should be able to be vulnerable with is your spouse.
Yeah, I agree.
But you used to get to the point where you were trying to be this man so daggone bad that you forgot. At the end of the day, I know you a man.
Yeah.
I know you grown. I married you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know you probably better than you know yourself. That vulnerability is what I need in that moment.
Yeah.
And you could be dead wrong. Like, wrong, wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely wrong. Like, butt booty naked outside in December. Just wrong. You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
But your ego,
mm.
or you're wanting to show that you, this man, used to be so powerful that you couldn't admit fault. Mm-hmm. And I'm woman enough to admit fault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is what it is. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I don't care who you are, kids, spouse. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'm woman enough to admit fault. But you weren't able to do that. And the quote said, taking breaking up off the table,
mm-hmm.
okay? If we take that off the table, I think it needs to be replaced with other stuff. So if we take breaking up off the table, it has to be replaced with understanding, vulnerability,
yeah.
communication.
Yeah.
You know, listening.
Listening, that's the most important part.
Because there's a lot of times where you are hearing me, but you're not really listening to me.
Yeah. And that's right there. That's when you got to get a deeper understanding of the person that you're with. Because mm-hmm. you can talk all day, and I can understand what you're saying, like you said. But I have to actually dissect what you're saying so that I can get a full understanding of what you're saying. Because there's been a lot of times where I kind of misunderstood you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I understood what you were saying, but I misunderstood you. And then when I thought about it and we went back and had another conversation about it, I was like, dang, so that's what you meant by that. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen plenty of times, many of times. So, and that's something that I'm still trying to get better with. And I know there's certain things that I say that you misunderstand too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an area right there where, you know, we used to kind of knock heads at. Because I'm like, what are you criticizing me? Because I always think you was criticizing me. I'm like, man, she criticizing me again. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. And criticizing and comparison was your biggest thing. Yeah, and they ain't have nothing to do with
it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I ain't even dead now. I'm a good man. What you talking about? I ain't even dead now. So you wasn't talking about me. You was saying things that, okay, basically using that comparison thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. And I thought about, okay, well, she wasn't talking about me. She was just saying this right here as an example, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started understanding that, I started getting a deeper connection to what you was actually trying to say.
Yeah.
So based on the information that you was giving me at that point in time.
But again, that's something that you're putting on the table. So yeah. we doing this in front of people. We having a conversation in front of the world. So we're gonna take that breaking up off the table.
Uh-huh.
Right? Take it off the table. Throw it away.
In the trash can.
But the stuff that we're putting on that table
mm-hmm.
is going to have to overshadow that.
Okay.
So, listening to one another.
Okay.
Understanding one another.
Okay.
Being vulnerable with one another.
Okay.
Controlling tempers.
Okay.
Because that right there is a big thing.
But you gotta dissect that stuff too. Like, so if I misunderstand you, if you misunderstand a person, I'm not going to get mad at you for misunderstanding me. I'm going to try to explain it in a different way so that you can get a deeper understanding so that it makes sense to you.
Yeah, that communication.
I
think also tone.
Tone goes a long way. That is a big thing
when it comes to us. Because you be like, I'd be like, why are you yelling at me? I'm not yelling. Yeah. It's like, dude, you are yelling. Why are you yelling at me? And you're the same way when it comes to me. When you be like, why are you cursing at me?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not cursing at you.
Yeah.
I curse. Like, I'm a cursor. It's something I know I need to work on. Yeah. But I do. I curse when I'm happy. I curse when I'm telling a story. I curse when I'm sad. I curse in other moments in my life that we're not going to discuss on the podcast. But I'm a cursor, you know. Uh-huh. So I do curse a lot. But when we're in the middle of arguing, if I let a curse word slip, like, I can honestly just say one thing. I can be like, damn. And in your mind, yeah, I done cursed you completely out, yeah. Called you every name because, in the book and all. I'm like, dude, I said one word.
That's a sign of disrespect. That's why I do that. I'm like, okay.
But do you feel disrespected in other times when I curse?
Not really. If I know we're not arguing about something, I don't have a reason to feel disrespected. But if we arguing about something, you start cursing. That's why I'm like, man, I ain't cussed at you not one time, bro.
But you don't curse on the regular.
I don't. I really don't. But and that's something that we communicated with. We got to understand. But at the same time, it goes both ways. Now you said that there's something that you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to accept that. Okay, well, she just cussing. But at the same time, you got to be willing to accept. Okay, well, let me work on my cussing so that I won't offend my husband. You feel me? It goes both ways. You feel me? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all. But when it comes to the pros and the cons, like you said, throwing that away.
Mm-hmm. The breaking up.
Out the way, throwing it in the trash can. The active listening, communication, all the stuff you said, you're gonna bring that up even more. The pros gonna outweigh the cons. But I also believe that you have to have what's the word I'm looking for?
Mm.
Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Within that. I can argue with you. I can tell you certain things that would make you feel bad because I'm trying to win the argument. But what about the other way? Let's spin it. Let's spin it and say, okay, instead of me trying to piss you off, what can I do to make you happy?
But you're not going to think about that in an argument. I'm not going to be arguing with you and be like, oh, you get on my nerves, my handsome husband. No, this is not going to...
That may make me laugh. Probably will kill the argument, I'm being honest.
But I think another thing is the yin and the yang, though.
Yeah.
Like, when I ignore you, I will walk away. I won't talk to you. I won't say anything.
Uh-huh.
If you were the same way and you were just, like, cool with me ignoring you and you ignored me and...
Yeah.
We could go months without talking.
Man, that's crazy to me.
You freaking force me to talk to you.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I will be mad at you. Mad as all get out. We didn't got into an argument. We ain't settled nothing. I just stopped talking to you. I shut down. And you want to cuddle.
Yeah.
Or you want to walk up and hug me and all that. It's like, dude, I'm not talking to you. I think that's one reason why our relationship kind of works.
Yeah,
it can. A little better, because you're not like, oh, you're not talking to me? Cool. I'm not talking to you either. No, you force me to talk to you. And I think every relationship needs that.
Uh-huh.
It needs to be where if one spouse is shutting down,
mm-hmm.
that other spouse has to be able to be like, you know what? No, you're going to talk to me.
Exactly.
We're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about this.
Exactly.
Same time, whatever the conflict was, there does have to be a resolution for it.
Exactly.
Because that's one of the things that we bumped heads a lot with. It's like, it's all cool. You want to be romantic. You want this argument to be over with. You just want to go back to lovey-dovey. Because your love language is physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not talking to you, I'm not being physical with you, nothing like that, it's driving you crazy.
Of course. Because I'm thinking, okay, well...
What's driving me crazy is you have to remember why we weren't talking to begin with. And we have to resolve that conflict before we can move on. Because if not, it's just going to come back and smack us later on. Another thing that's on the table is resolving conflict.
Conflict resolution. Yeah, I mean, that's something that I do got to work on. Because we can argue about something, and then an hour later, it's not even on my mind anymore. I'm way past it.
Because it didn't affect you the way it affected
you. Yeah, and that's one thing.
And we've talked about that if you go back and listen to a past podcast. Excuse me. My bad. If you listen to a past podcast, we discussed that it's easier for the person who's not hurt to get over stuff quicker than the person who was actually hurt.
Yeah, I get that. I do. Yeah, you're right.
That's the thing. But you may be over it at the moment, but I'm not going to be over it until we talk about it.
That's where the two levels of thinking go to. Like, we have an argument about something, and you could be more, like you said, more hurt by it than me. And it could be on some equal playing field type stuff. But it just depends on the person. Like,
yeah.
But you got to take the considerations. You got to take that person.
No, I'm not the type of person that's like, forget it ever happened. No, I'm not going to forget it until we talk about it.
Now, if it's something crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, I get
it. We are 34 minutes in.
Okay, well, we're getting people what they want. We've been gone for a while.
We got to wind it down. We got to come full circle. And do closing remarks there. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Man, I really ain't got no social media, man.
No, I'm talking about
closing remarks.
Lord,
okay.
Baby.
Okay. All right. Ladies always first, but you know my motto.
You just like listening to what I got to say and playing off like of
listening
it.
To you. Mm-hmm. Not really. I ain't got to play off of it, but I listen to you. After listening, that's mm-hmm. what we just said, right?
All right, so my closing remarks is couples challenges, all right? Speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
couples challenges, stay tuned. We are going to be starting a challenge for any couples who want to participate. Reach out to us and let us know. Mm. But anyway, Couples challenge. If you are listening to this podcast and you are in a relationship, I challenge you to the next time you guys get into it, you take leaving off of the table.
Take it off.
You stop speaking the "I'm tired of dealing with you" into existence. You stop speaking the "this has gone on too long" in existence. Unless it is bad. Like, if you out there getting the snot knocked out of you, you need to go.
Yeah. You got a relationship with Ike.
You don't need to do all that. But I'm talking about, like, just the bickering, the arguing. Take leaving off of the table and sit down with your significant other and discuss what you guys can put on the table to replace that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're going to put your relationship on a diet. We're going to take all of the snack cakes and the sodas and all that sweetness that comes down to with leaving when you're mad at the moment. And we're going to replace that with nutritional stuff to actually build your relationship. So you're going to take breaking up off of the table and you're going to replace it with communication. You're going to take breaking up off the table and you're going to replace that with understanding. You're going to take breaking up off the table and you're going to replace that with vulnerability. And you're going to do that the next time you argue, and you're going to see how that affects your relationship. Because right now we're going to take our own advice. We're going to try this too and see how it works out. Because we've come a long way, but I know we still have a long way to go.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, this ride that we've been on, I wouldn't want to go on it with anybody else.
Oh, you're so sweet, baby.
Same you feel me?
Give me kiss.
You the ace boom coon. You know what I'm saying?
You too, baby.
I wouldn't want to take that ride with anyone else. So I also don't want to start this ride over with anybody else. Shoot, I done put in too much time.
A lot of time and effort,
too much time.
Yep.
But consider that next time you guys are arguing.
That's it.
Think on that. You got anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a piggyback off a little bit, okay?
You always do.
But you can only make you and your partner can only make your relationship as good as you want it to be. It ain't going to just be one person that has to put all the effort into making things better. It's going to take you and that person because of the fact that they always say it's take two to tango, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go half in. It's either going all the way in or not going in at all. If you put in half of it and the other person's not doing it, it's going to dismantle. It ain't going to work.
I recommend having this conversation before you get into an argument with your significant other. Sit down with your significant other, like, now and be like, "Hey, boo, let's try something."
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in the moment, in the moment you black out. There's moments in your life that you get in that you black out. I have a couple moments in my life that, like, when I'm angry or when,
I mean, cause we
you get into moments where you black out and you say some stuff that you really don't mean sometimes, and you know, you react to things in a way that you wouldn't react to if you were in a stable, a sound mind.
Exactly.
So yeah, have this conversation before you guys start arguing.
Communicate.
Look, before you argue, lay those ground rules out
and
see how it work out for you.
I mean, if that person's not willing to talk about it, maybe I'm not gonna say too much, but maybe that's some things you probably have to reconsider. But at the same time, if they are willing to talk about it, y'all talk about it together. You know what I'm saying? Make those bonds together and try to improve things based on that communication piece.
Yes, sir. Because the key to a great relationship is the ability to mature and improve together.
Exactly. That's it.
As always, we appreciate you guys for tuning in one more again. So, if you want to reach out about that couples challenge, reach out to askkcvibe@gmail.com. That's askkcvibe@gmail.com. You can also look us up on our Facebook page, The KC Vibe Podcast. The KC Vibe Podcast. We are also on TikTok as KC Vibe Podcast and Instagram as KC Vibe Podcast. All our individual social medias will be listed on the link tree that is attached to this podcast here. And you got anything you
want to
add?
Yeah, shout out to the new followers. We got some new followers that followed the Facebook page. We got a couple new subscribers, I believe. Shouts out to y'all, man. Thanks for viewing. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, and don't forget to like, share, and follow, you guys. Like, share, and follow. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to reach out to us, because we love to hear from y'all.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it for today. We went a little over today, but heck, we haven't seen y'all in almost 2 months. So I know y'all already hear our voices and whatnot. As always, I'm the K.
MC.
Stay survivalist. Bye.